was the oldest grandchild. Many days I would go by her home to talk to her. She taught me a lot. And some days when I would get to that open house, tears would be running down those wrinkled cheeks. By me being the oldest boy, I always thought I could help her. I used to ask, I said, why are you crying? She would look at me and say, son, you're too young now. You're too young to understand my tears. She said, but just keep on living. And friends, today, I can understand her tears. I'm not ashamed to tell the world. Sometimes I have to cry. And some days when I would get to that old house, she would be humming and moaning on songs. And she, sometimes she wouldn't come out and say the words. And I would say to her, why are you moaning like this? She would say, son, when I moan, it confuses everybody. It confuses the devil. He doesn't know what I'm moaning about. Now, I may not be able to moan like a lot of people, but I believe I can moan a little bit like my grandmother. If she was still with us today, she would sound something like this. In my mind, I can hear it sometimes. Working, washing and ironing in that old wooden house. Seems like when she would moan, it would make the work easier. And in my mind, friends, sometimes when I'm riding along in the bus or flying through the air, I can hear her humming. Sometimes like this. Listen.
Mr. Brown, you looked at the call ID.
Cora, ain't no call ID. You know what? Every time somebody call me, the Lord just flash it right down my phone.
No, that's called the caller ID.